You are listening to some of the best music on the radio. AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport. We are WGBB, the station that serves your community.
The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
Welcome to the final instrumental invasion for tonight, 05-05-05, May 5th, 2005, Cinco de Mayo. And joining me are a couple of guests for this final show, our program director, Tom Ross, and Ryan Grabo, a friend of mine who was on the last, what was supposed to be the last show at Post, but as you heard Dave Lefkowitz say, I'm coming back on Wednesday, and you'll hear more on that later. Ryan, I think you need to get on another mic.
Do I?
No, you don't. You're fine.
I'm fine.
You're fine.
You're coming on to me?
Yeah, well, I can hear you. That's from Family Guy.
I got my little
I'm
punch
fine.
Card here.
What, are you coming on to me now?
I got your last show, now I got this last show. So now I've
right.
got two punches on my card. I want a free sub.
Well, we'll see. Well, we're going to start the show off with David Sanborn and Chicago Song here on the final instrumental invasion on AM 1240. WGBB, the station that serves your community. If you want to call in, our number is 631-888-8811. This is AM 1240 WGBB, and that was David Sanborn with Chicago Song from A Change of Heart in 1987. Well, I'm joined here in this last show by Tom Ross, the program director.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, all I can say is that the station is very sorry to be losing your show because it was really well done. And I think it was one of our higher quality productions here at the station. We are going to, occasionally though, we're hoping that you will come and visit.
Absolutely.
You are on our list as one of our backup board men. So you're not really saying goodbye. It's just more like farewell.
That's right. And we're also joined by my friend Ryan Grabo, who I worked with back at CW Post.
What's up?
How you doing?
Drove you here today.
Yes.
Okay, right. That was like my position on this show.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, anything else you guys have to say?
This song sounds familiar. I know I've heard it before.
It's Rise by Herb Alpert.
Right. And did he have the Tijuana Brass with him, or was this a single effort?
I think this was a single. Well, it was on an album called Rise. There were plenty of great songs on that album, including Rotation,
yeah,
which we played in the past.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, for a while there, anything he did immediately went platinum. I understand it actually sort of gave him a little bit of a complex, so he withdrew for almost a decade and then decided to come back, and right back where he was.
And that's what he did with Rise, and here he is with Rise, Herb Alpert, on the final instrumental invasion. Web radio, WCW. Oh my God, that was a Freudian slip. AM 1240, WGBB. I'm not at Post yet.
Panic.
Not till Wednesday. As you'll see at instrumentalinvasion.net. That was Herb Alpert with Rise from Rise in 1979. Can't believe it already. I'm acting like I'm at Post. I'm still at GBB for one more night of the instrumental invasion. We're joined by program director Tom Ross and my friend Ryan Grabo. How you guys doing?
Enjoying this marvelous music. Chilling.
Just chilling.
You always enjoy your music.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad to hear that. It's nice to know that everybody enjoyed my music. And you can continue to enjoy it at Post. As you heard Dave Lefkowitz.
Freudian slip, Mr. Freud?
That wasn't a Freudian slip. That was just a joke because I screwed up with the with saying his name.
More like a Freudian pup tent.
Right. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, Dave Grusin and Lee Ritenour. By the way, if you want to call into this last show, our number is 631-888-8811. That's 631-888-8811. We'll be right back. Tonight's show is sponsored by Water Lilies 747. And we're back. Again, joined by Tom Ross and Ryan Grabo.
Same two guys?
Yes.
And the last time I looked.
Yeah, nothing has changed in a minute. Mm-hmm. We're back with Dave Grusin and Lee Ritenour also playing music, and the song is Early AM Attitude. AM 1240 WGBB. Oh, this time I get it right. The Rippingtons with Stingray from Let It Rip in 2003. Before that, Dave Grusin and Lee Ritenour with Early AM Attitude from Harlequin in 1985. Ryan, you had something to say about Early AM Attitude before I cut the mics last time?
Yeah, I don't have any Early AM Attitude. I can barely ever get out of bed before like 10 a.m.
Ah.
What is Early AM? I never...
I don't know.
New phenomenon for me, you know?
Yeah.
As somebody once said, sunrise is a... seeing a sunrise is a great way to end a good evening.
I get that. I love it. I love it.
Well, we move on now to Larry Carlton and Kid Gloves. And again, if you want to call in, our number is 631-888-8811. Please call in. It's the last show already. Come on. Like to get a caller. We haven't gotten a caller since Rob Jonte a few weeks ago. AM 1240 WGBB. Spyro Gyra with Big Dance Number, and that would be from Original Cinema, which came out in 2003. Before that, Larry Carlton with Kid Gloves. Why am I talking like that? From Kid Gloves in 1992. We're joined by our program, by WGBB program director Tom Ross and Ryan Grabo, a friend of mine back at CW Post.
And very happy to be here. We are, too.
Yes, we are. It's rocking, you know?
Yes, it is.
No, it's jazzing.
It's jazzing.
It's jazzing. Right. All that jazz.
Dude, this jazz is like psyching me out, man. Just play some more.
You got it.
The testament of the jazz man. Can't get enough of it.
All right. We move on with Ballad of the Whale by Yellow Jackets. This is from the Star Trek IV The Voyage Home soundtrack.
Good movie.
Absolutely. Probably one of the best of the franchise.
I think it was my favorite, actually. Mm. Anything with time travel, I am all over.
Well, we all have our tastes.
Mm-hmm. Well, without further ado, here's the song. 631-8811 is our number. Again, that number, 631-888-8811, if you want to call in and give your best regards to Mike Shamiri. That'd be me. This is AM 1240 WGBB. That was Jeff Lorber with Do What It Takes from Worth Waiting For in 1993. Before that, Yellow Jackets with Ballad of the Whale from the Star Trek IV The Voyage Home soundtrack, which came out in 1986. We're about to play our second-to-last song of the night. But first, we are joined once again by a program director. Sorry, I got to keep introducing you for those of you just tuning in. Tom Ross and Ryan Grabo. How you guys doing?
Still chilling to the jazz.
You enjoying it?
Oh, absolutely. I love this type of music. Always have, always will, I assume. It's a nice offshoot from the jazz movement. I also like the very abstract type of jazz, you know, the beatnik type music. It's all great in its own way.
Ryan?
It's a good sound. I don't know. I'm not very wordy tonight, I guess.
Well,
this is what you get from a rock and roll guy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I understand. You did rock and roll back at Post.
That's right.
Well, they're both American forms of music, though. It's taken a long time for rock to be recognized as such. I still remember when I was going to elementary school in music class, I'd always say there's only one native form of American music, and that's jazz. Well, you know, what about rock and roll? What Elvis Presley and Chuck Berry and Chubby Checker and all those guys were pioneering back in the 50s. Well, that didn't count. That was just a gimmick, I suppose. Hard to ignore it now. Or for that matter, if you really want to sort of stretch a point a little bit, well, about Native American music, which beat them all. Oh, well.
Well, we're down to our last song of the night. Our second to last song of the night. Our last song before the last song, I guess you could say. David Benoit. It's a James Taylor song featuring Peter White on guitar. Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight, here on The Final Instrumental Invasion. This is AM 1240 WGBB, and that was David Benoit with Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight, from Right Here, Right Now in 2003. I want to thank my guests tonight, Program Director Tom Ross and Ryan Grabo. Thank you guys very much for being a part of this final show.
Totally welcome.
My pleasure.
And now, it's time for my... I sound like Jerry Springer, but it's time for my final thought. This, as you guys know, as some of you may know, I am going to CW Post, or back to CW Post, this Wednesday at noon, as Dave Lefkowitz said. And by the way, fill her up with Dave Lefkowitz is next. So, therefore... As Bill Butel said when he ended his run as anchorman on Eyewitness News on Channel 7, he said, it's not the end of the road, it's a bend in the road. Well, that's how it is with me. This is just a bend in the road. I am not finished. I'm going to keep working at Post. It's going to be 2 hours instead of one, so it'll be much more fun. But I want to thank everybody here at WGBB. I want to thank Tom Ross, my program director, once again. I want to thank Jeff Lowe, the station manager. I want to thank Barry Pulchin and Lorraine Ratjen for, as I said on Tuesday, breaking me in on that first night and for all those first 13 shows that I was on Tuesday nights. I want to thank Halftime Howie for giving me his old slot, and now he's back on Tuesday nights. I want to thank Manos Galanis, who I preceded on Tuesday nights before I made the move to Thursdays. And I want to thank Dave Lefkowitz. And I want to thank the people at WGBB tonight for making it known that this is my last show and for thanking me for my great work here at WGBB. I'm going to miss it here. I'm going back to Post, but I'm going to miss it here. This was a great place. This was not just on the web. This is on AM radio, and that's something. And I'll take that with me. Our last song is by David Benoit and Russ Freeman. It's called The End of Our Season, and this is the end of the Instrumental Invasion. I am Mike Shamari, wishing you a heartfelt good night.
The views expressed in the previous program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
WGBB, WGBB.